This is KCUR 89.3. Just because we just had a legislative election in Kansas a few months ago doesn't mean people aren't already thinking about 2018. As KCUR's Sam Zeff reports, grassroots organizations in Johnson County are multiplying and already starting to plot how they will elect more moderate Republicans and Democrats to the legislature.
Before we look forward, let's take a quick look back at election night 2016.
I am feeling great tonight. I feel that the state of Kansas has been able to take a turn toward being able to get itself back on its feet.
The Kansas legislature took a giant swing into the political middle that night, in no small part because of a group called Stand Up Blue Valley, who worked to elect moderate Republicans and Democrats who were willing to pour more money into public education. They elected many new lawmakers, but they want more votes in the legislature that they hope will lead to even greater school funding. So Stand Up is already recruiting candidates for 2018.
When you say 2018, it's like exhausting to think about.
That's Elizabeth Arnold from Leawood, one of the Stand Up Blue Valley founders. She's been giving some advice to the newest grassroots organizations, Save Our Schools in Olathe, and the First to Form, Education First in the Shawnee Mission District. Tiffany Johnson from Prairie Village is one of the founders.
We're facing, have been for years, lots of pressures coming from Topeka. We want people who will be standing up and advocating for our kids.
At the top of Education First agenda, Johnson says, is to elect some new members to the Shawnee Mission School Board in November when 3 seats are up. Even more important to them now that Superintendent Jim Henson has said he's retiring. Henson's support of block grant funding and his sometimes coziness with Governor Brownback made him unpopular with many teachers and parents. But always looming in the background is the next Kansas legislature.
And we wanted to get organized so that we could also have an impact on the legislative races coming up for 2018.
Nikki McDonald is organizing another group called Save Olathe Schools. If there's a march or a protest somewhere, like recently at Senator Pat Roberts' Overland Park office, you'll often find her there.
The powers that be are not listening very well, so it's time for us to speak up and advocate for our children.
You want to run some people out of office, don't you?
Sure, yeah.
My name is Molly Baumgartner. I'm state senator for the 37th District. This is the start of my third legislative session.
Baumgartner is the kind of lawmaker these groups are gunning for.
I'm a conservative woman. I always have been. I don't hide that.
She was at a recent Saturday morning forum in South Overland Park and says she welcomes groups like Stand Up and Save Olathe Schools into the political fray.
I am never opposed to having more people at the table for discussion because I think it really brings about a more rich discussion and better ideas.
So after one election cycle and most of a legislative session, how does Stand Up Blue Valley think its candidates have done? Elizabeth Arnold says, so far, so good.
What we have seen is a willingness for them to show up and listen and communicate back to their constituents what's happening. And that is just such a great feeling. We know that some of them may not always vote the way we like, but for the most part, we see them working hard.
Working hard is one thing, but results are another. Lawmakers have yet to close a $900 million budget hole for the next 2 fiscal years, and they have not passed a school funding formula. Will the lawmakers backed by Stand Up deliver? It will be close to summer before we finally find out. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.